Please.
Yep.
That's perfect. So I'm gonna introduce you guys as Jen Sanger and Steve Pierce of the Trees Project. Correct.
Yep.
The Tree Project.
The Tree Projects.
Yeah. So we've done more than one project. So,
yeah.
The Tree Projects. And
that's the one.
Guys, so cool, such a crazy story. So I discovered you guys on Instagram. I was scrolling through and I came across your stuff and I was like, oh wow, this is so cool, because what I'm trying to do with the blog and podcast is sort of reach out to everyone that sort of bases their careers working with the trees, you know, and it's not just arboriculture. There's so much that goes into it, like ecology and what you guys are doing. So I'd like to let you guys talk about the history of the project and how you sort of thought this up and pursued it, where you guys were educated. Get into all that. Get into the history and everything. It's really great.
Okay.
I'll let Jenny take that one.
Yeah, okay. So I guess it all started... So I started my PhD a couple of years ago, and
Where was that at?
In Hobart.
Okay.
Yeah. So I started my PhD at the University of Tasmania in Hobart in Australia, and I was studying a group of plants called epiphytes, which are plants which grow in the canopy of trees. And so in order to study these, I actually had to learn how to climb trees, because I had to be able to reach them. So yeah, so that's how I learned how to climb. And also I needed a research assistant. And so my partner, Steve, or my husband now, Steve, also learned how to climb with me. So we just happened to be in the States one trip, and we were over near Cornell University, and so we did a really great climbing course over there.
Yeah, we did the Cornell Outdoor Education Climbing for Research course.
Yeah.
It was just a few days with Mark Holden. That was really good.
Yeah, so Cornell that was really awesome. And then we went back to Australia, and then I started my research, and then we just spent months climbing in some of the most beautiful rainforests in Australia. We had two sites, one in northern New South Wales and then one up in far north Queensland. And we just spend every day for a couple of months in the rainforest just climbing these trees. And, like, especially with rainforests too, often people are just on walking through the forest floor, and it's just such a different environment, you know. Like, it's very dark, it's very cool, it's very like moist as well too, and I think that's one of the really things I really love so much about tree climbing, is that you climb up into the top of these trees and all of a sudden it's complete opposite. It's sunny, it's warm, it's really dry, and it just really kind of changed my way that I saw trees, you know. And so yeah,
it just opened up like literally a new world of like what trees were, you know. There was like this one way that always been on the ground looking from this one perspective, but as soon as you shift that perspective a little in your physical space, go to the top, it's like, it's a new forest. It's a totally different forest.
And the view is always so good from the top of the tree, you know?
It's interesting that you say, you know, so it's, you know, you sort of come from this science background and you're pursuing this education and you have so much of, so much knowledge about these plants, but isn't it amazing? You learn how to climb and then it's like this whole new perspective opens up that you can, you know, it's the same science and the same plant, but a whole new perspective on things. What did that do? What did that do for your understanding?
For me, the difference between the bottom and the top, I like to use, I compare it to like swimming in the ocean, on the surface of the ocean. Like, you'll go for a swim at the beach, it's all good, but as soon as you whack on a scuba diving set and go underneath the water, like literally a few meters away, it is a completely different environment. So
yeah, like, it's cliche, but like, it's kind of like a whole new world up there, you know. So
totally.
Yeah, right. So that's really cool. And Steve Steve, my partner, is actually a professional photographer. And so we started taking a whole bunch of photos while we're up in the canopy, and everybody was really excited about it because nobody gets to see really good quality photos from the canopy. You know, like, you need to know what you're doing and being willing to take up lights with you as well too, because of like the shading and stuff can be a bit different.
Yeah, it's just right. One of those things where it's just definitely not an easy place to work.
Yeah,
with very expensive camera gear.
Hey, Steve, so to touch on that, okay, so, you know, that's an interesting point, is just the rigging itself for your equipment, you know, to get your equipment up into the crown of the tree and into the canopy. So talk about that a little bit. Do you have sort of a specific setup that you've kind of fine-tuned that you go up initially with, or what's your setup like?
Well, basically, previously we were using new tribe harnesses, and there wasn't enough gear loops to have like any camera gear on the side of my harness really. So I'd always have my camera gear in a backpack, and it was always like a dry bag style backpack just in case it rained. And it was always like super difficult because I had everything in this one bag, and it was a tube, so I had to get stuff out, and you know, lanyards for your camera, lanyards for your flash, lanyards for like your tripods and everything like that. So it was just like always this tangle. But We've just picked up some Teufelberger Tree Motion harnesses.
Yeah,
and like
they're amazing.
The leg pads, you can put like gear on the leg pads.
Totally.
So, what?
Yeah.
And so now I haven't really been climbing purposely in it, but I've just had it set up, and I've got like gear all over the outside of my harness rather than in a bag. So I'm really looking forward to like getting out there and shooting like that. But as far as the rigging goes, for the main tree pictures that we do take, it's a little elaborate because we basically get right to the crown of the tree and then shoot a horizontal line to another tree. And with the trees in Tasmania in particular, the other tree was 60 meters apart. So I guess that might be, 150 feet
right,
more maybe?
Right, yeah.
More than 150 feet?
That's far, yeah, totally. Wow.
An amazing arborist here in Tasmania, Tom Watson. He might be on Instagram and all that as a tree wizard.
The tree wizard.
We couldn't have done the project without him, mate. He was like a total legend and just showed up. Made all these grand plans.
Yes.
We made all these grand plans every day of the jobs that we needed to do. Then Tom would just show up and be like, "Now let's do it like this." Boom! And like, just get out of his way and let him do what he does, man.
Right,
it's cool.
Yeah.
But so basically a massive rope going up to the top of the tree, then all the way across, then down, and then from that horizontal line, we'd have a set of ropes and pulleys that's attached to that, and we'd just raise and lower in the vertical space between the trees,
right,
that camera platform that we would use. So it was quite elaborate, mostly due to the fact that the trees in Tasmania had like really dead crowns. If anyone's climbed a eucalyptus, a really old eucalyptus, they die from the top down. And it's a harrowing place to be, is a good way of describing it.
Right.
And then shooting a line over the top of a forest, you know, and then having to retrieve different, like pull up different lines. So yeah, it was quite an amazing feat because of A, the trees and the environment that was around it. But it was pretty crazy sort of thing.
No, it really is. Canopy access is definitely, I mean, and when you're working on that scale like you guys are with such big trees, I mean, it becomes even more of a multidimensional process because you're getting ropes up into the trees, and then you have to almost do that all over again. Once you get up into the crown, you're advancing ropes, and aside from taking the pictures, I mean, just the setup time is really incredible. So I was on your website, and I noticed that you guys sort of have a tentative schedule for 2017. You're doing some exhibits.
Yeah.
Is that right? Do you guys put your work on display? I mean,
oh yeah, with the museums, we actually just opened up a new museum exhibit last night at the Royal Society of Victoria. So we're actually in Victoria, not Tasmania at the moment.
Yeah, in Melbourne. So we just had an exhibition opening last night, which was cool.
Had a few glasses of champagne, a little crusty.
Yes, yes.
So yeah, no, it's been good. So we've kind of set up these exhibitions with some help of with some sponsors like Eucalypt Australia, who have really helped us get these exhibitions off of the ground.
Bob Brown Foundation
as well too. So yeah, currently it's moving through a few capital cities. It'll be in Canberra next
in May,
and then head on Photo Festival in Sydney at the last 2 weeks of May, which is really cool. But yeah, like, I mean, the whole purpose of what we do is we want to be able to produce pictures that people can look at a forest in a different way. So by doing these tree portraits, like, for the first time, people are able to see the whole tree, and with having climbers in it for a scale reference, it kind of just makes people look at these trees in a whole new way. And we also want to do a lot of photography from the canopy as well too, just to kind of get people's imaginations thinking of places that is not just the typical forest floor of a forest. So
The cool thing about the project was we operated in more vertical space than horizontal space.
Yeah.
And just to let people's, like, minds come to the realization that, you know, the tree was only, like, on the ground we operated in this much space, but in the vertical space in the forest we operated in, like, 4 or 5 times as much space.
Right.
And people haven't really grasped onto that concept or never really thought about that as a place to be and explore and go. And so having the people in the photos, it humanizes that tree as well. It gives them, like, wow, you can see a person there, and it's like a little puzzle, where's Waldo, where's Wally game in Australia? Like, there's a climber.
Yeah.
And it lets people relate to the tree rather than the tree just be this, like, I hate to say it, but a static thing.
No.
Having people in there doing these dynamic things is like it really lets people connect to the tree a little easier. And I think our project being successful, I mainly think because we've got a very simple message that we're pushing along with it. We're not an environmental project.
Right.
We're not saving the trees. We're not saying, anyone, you need to save this. We're just saying, have a look at it. It's really big. You can enjoy it for whatever reasons you like. But as soon as people form a connection with it, in whatever way, in whatever words they use to describe that connection, they are connected nonetheless. And so from that initial connection, we can then layer on a bit of the science and a bit of the ecology and those sort of things, which people, once they have related to a subject, they can really take on that information in a much more open-minded way. So in Australia, in Tasmania in particular, it's a very, very divided community between the loggers and the greenies. And so we specifically didn't take on any money from any forestry groups or environmental groups for the project. And our output, it never mentioned the previous history. Like, the tree we're in is called Gandalf's Staff, and the whole forest was basically under the threat of clear fell. Like, 50 metres away from the tree was clear fell, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and in 2003 and 2004, there was like a Greenpeace global rescue station. There was a massive tree sit up there for 3 months. Like, you know, it was a really pivotal time when, like, the Prime Minister of Australia came down and said all this other stuff. So this tree is really famous for this one movement in this one particular point in time. But we didn't touch on that at all. You know, it wasn't part of our project. But, you know, as the projects gain momentum and stuff like that, we can start to say, well, it was this, it has this history and stuff like that, but people have already formed their connection to it in whatever way they have. And so, you know, getting between those two spheres of, you know, society, particularly in Tasmania, the left and the right politics, you might say, or the greenies and the loggers, you know, everyone can appreciate a big tree in whatever way they choose. So, yeah.
Oh, I definitely love that. Was really beautifully said. It was beautifully said. I definitely think that, as an arborist myself, I definitely think that every tree, you know, sort of has this human aspect. Like you said, we connect to these trees, and regardless of how we do it, whether we appreciate it in a photo or whether we prune them, or whether we're ecologists out there trying to make, you know, management plans or study certain species or whatever it is that we're doing, you know, that's really what this is all about, is people's connections to trees and how we find inspiration in them and why we work with them, and sort of what keeps us going. And I'm not going to keep you any longer. I just want to say so much that I love what you guys are doing. It's really so cool. If anyone wants to check you guys out, can you say the website, the name of the website?
So it is just thetreeprojects.com, because we've done more than one project. So New Zealand, Tasmania, this year, Malaysia and Taiwan projects. So thetreeprojects.com.
Guys, check them out. www.thetreeprojects. That's plural. They're going to do more.
More than one.
Guys, thank you so much for joining me. Check it out. Check it out on my website, www.thearblife.com. I really appreciate you guys joining me, and I'm going to catch up with you guys at the end of the year. I want to see how you guys are making out.
Yeah, cool, definitely. That would be fantastic.
Definitely. Good work, dude. Thanks very much.
Enjoy. Awesome. Okay, I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.